Today we're going to look at spiritual discipline number one, quiet time. The last podcast we looked at what it looks like to do spiritual disciplines. Why do we do them? What fuels us? And that is Jesus Christ. He's the one that pushes us to do these spiritual disciplines, whether it be quiet time, prayer, reading your Bible. We do it because we love Jesus and because he loves us. So today, the two questions that I want to ask ourselves is this: why do we do this? And why do we need it? Why do we do quiet time? And why do we need quiet time? We really have to focus on these in order to understand, like, moving forward, what quiet time does, not only in our lives, but for us in our lives. And so, as I was asking people, what does quiet time look like for you? Or what is the quietest time of day? And I got a variety of answers. I got one person told me it was the morning, right when they got out of bed. That's the quietest time. And I said, what did that look like? And it was nothing on. And it was super quiet. And then I asked someone else, and they said they like to go somewhere. That was their quietest time, but there's noise in the background and everything else. But to them, that's the most peaceful time or quiet time in their minds of the day. And I thought it was really interesting because we have two different dynamics of quiet time. But they can serve, they can do to serve the same objective here. And what we're trying to accomplish. See, the Bible says this. In Matthew 6:6, it says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who sees in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." See, the idea here is a closing door means shutting everything else out and solely focusing on God. That's it. And so if you can do that within the realm of noise in the room, great. If you only can do it where there's no noise, great. But the idea here is that we are doing it. See, we ask the question, why do we do this? Well, not only do we see Jesus doing it in Luke 5:16, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. We see him as an example, and Jesus says, "Be like me." So we do it because he did it. We also do it because in order to be filled, I believe we have to withdraw from the distractions of the world, and we have to solely focus on Christ. Not only that, but if you look at Matthew 6:6, where he talks about his Father who sees in secret will reward you, what we see here is an eternal aspect that's brought to the table by Jesus. Maybe it's not all because we live on this earth that we need to be doing quiet time, but even more so, when we get to heaven, we're going to be spending a lot of time with Jesus. And if we're not making that practice here, what's the difference when we get to heaven? Like, what are you expecting heaven to be like? And so we have to start this process even now of focusing on Jesus and spending time intentionally with Jesus. Because I do believe that we spend time with Jesus throughout the day, whether it's a shotgun prayer here, or we quickly think of him and praise him here, or whatever it looks like. But I'm talking about literally sitting down and focusing on him and him alone. Nothing else around you. So then why do we need it? Why do we need this quiet time in our lives? Because it's not just a time of meditation. It's a time of meditation in God's word, not only the written word, but the living word. By sitting down and spending time with Jesus, we allow Jesus to refuel us, to give us peace, to give us patience, to give us what we need in a time of maybe chaos, or maybe in a time of just complete lethargy where we're not doing anything and we need Jesus to spur us forward. And it's through his written word and through prayer that we're able to continue moving forward in him. So, where are you at? Do you do quiet time? Have you ever thought about when your quietest time of the day is? And maybe in order to start quiet time, it's not doing a 30-minute sit-down session with Jesus, but maybe it's just 5 minutes. Maybe it's get up in the morning, sit down and open your Bible, and read just a passage, just a quick passage, and pray over it. Maybe it's writing a list down of people you want to pray for, and you pray for them. But everything else, all the distractions are gone, and it's just you and Jesus. So are you doing that? And then the next thing that I'd ask is to answer these questions in your own mind, in your own heart. Why do you do it? And why do you think you need it? Because I think once you get those answers right and you realize that it's all Jesus, he's the reason why we should be doing quiet time and why we need quiet time, I think you'd be more apt to do it. And it would really refuel you and help you, and it's a great thing to do.